Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Advisors to the Food and Drug Administration are recommending Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine be authorized for children ages 5 to 11. The vote was unanimous with one abstention. The panel decided the vaccine's benefits in smaller doses than those for adults outweighed any potential health risks. The FDA will now consider whether to move forward with Pfizer's vaccine for kids. Next week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will likely decide whether to recommend the shots and which children should get them first. Democrats in Congress are still working to reach a final deal on President Biden's domestic spending priorities. The president says he's hopeful lawmakers within his party can get to a final agreement before he leaves for Europe this week. The package is expected to cost less than $2 trillion. That's down from $3.5 trillion. NPR's Franco Ordonez says the president's trip will be highlighted by next week's UN climate summit in Scotland.
A senior administration official told reporters that the United States is aligned with Europe and other major partners on the need to make ambitious commitments and take concrete actions to confront the climate crisis. But there are concerns that President Biden's case for other nations to do more is weakened, as his own party struggles to reach a deal on what is now a scaled-down package of social service and climate investments. Biden hopes to secure a deal before he leaves the country, but officials say the administration still has plenty to show its commitment to lower emissions, including work on electric vehicles, solar, and wind power. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden was in Virginia yesterday to campaign for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Terry McAuliffe. NPR's Tamara Keith says recent polls show McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin are locked in a tight race ahead of next week's election.
McAuliffe is running for a second term and hoping to once again break the historical pattern of the party in the White House losing the Virginia governor's mansion. Republican Glenn Youngkin is working to win over suburban Republicans who strayed from the party in 2020. Biden noted Youngkin has been endorsed by former President Trump, but has kept him at arm's length.
Is there a problem with Trump being here? Is he embarrassed? Look at who's been here for Terry. My wife, Jill, Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, Stacey Abrams, and so many more.
All those big names, though, are a sign McAuliffe needs help building enthusiasm among Democratic voters without Trump on the ballot or in office. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
High wind warnings remain in effect along much of the New England coast this morning because of a nor'easter. The National Weather Service says wind gusts close to 50 miles per hour are likely. This is NPR News from Washington. The Atlanta Braves took Game 1 of baseball's World Series last night, beating the Houston Astros 6-2. Paul DiBenedetto with Houston Public Media says Atlanta also lost pitcher Charlie Morton for the rest of the series due to injury.
Braves outfielder Jorge Soler became the first person in Major League Baseball history to homer in the first at-bat of the World Series, and the Astros' bats just couldn't keep up. The 6-2 win gives Atlanta an early lead in the series, but the Braves also lost ace pitcher Charlie Morton, who left the game early when a sharp hit up the middle fractured his leg. Atlanta manager Brian Snitker confirmed after the game that Morton will miss the remainder of the series.
God bless him. I hate it for him. Really hate it for him. I mean, he's such a great person. Great person and teammate.
The Braves are trying to win their first World Series since 1995. Game 2 is Wednesday night at Minute Maid Park. For NPR News, I'm Paul DiBenedetto.
Carly Lloyd's career with the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team came to a close last night in Minnesota with the team's 6-0 rout of South Korea. Lloyd did not score before being subbed in the second half of the international friendly. It was Lloyd's 316th game with the U.S. team. At age 39, she retires as the team's third leading scorer all time. Her career included 2 World Cup titles and 2 Olympic gold medals. Wall Street is coming off another day of record highs for the Dow and the S&P 500. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.